Testing.
Take this moment to greet the ones around you and to say good morning.
Good morning.
before we get too involved in our service, I think it's important that everybody knows that we have a youth that has a birthday tomorrow. Mr. Andrew Dornan, he'll be sharing an experience today, but if you see him today and during breakfast or brunch, just be sure to tell him happy birthday. Are there any other announcements or prayer concerns, Sherry? One announcement for the youth. Today is the fifth Sunday rally, so we will be meeting up at church at 4 to go to Sugar Hill, I believe. Ash Hill? Sugar Hill? Same difference. We'll go somewhere at 4. Are there any other announcements? If you notice in the bulletin that church service is a little different today, we're kind of doing but we're just sharing our experiences from this summer today. So, are there any prayer requests or praise requests? Yes, sir.
I'm not gonna be long-winded.
Thank you.
Are there others?
I have two, one MCSC class to start tomorrow, so pray for all students down there, including myself and Katie. And then also my little cousin is getting baptized this morning, so the praise for that. That's from my mom this morning. She's up there, but really excited for that. So.
Yes, sir. Pray that my father will only seem to have some things set up there, and just pray that my wife and son will pass that tonight.
All right. Okay. Are there others? Now, if we could just have silent prayer while we light the candles and prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Call to worship this morning is a group of four praise songs. So if you could stand if you're able and worship with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Seated. Lord God, we come into your house to worship. We are here to worship. We're worshiping through song. We worship through listening to you, because you are worthy and you speak words that are worthy of us giving our attention to. Lord, you speak words that shape our lives for the good and for eternity. Lord, you have blessed us, especially with your Son, Jesus Christ. And we come today to say thank you and to praise you and to praise Him. And Lord, thank you that the message has gotten down to us. Praise be unto you, O Lord Most High. And now, O God, we come praying as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And I believe we sing Awesome God. Again, if you need to be seated, feel free to, but we'd like for you to stand and stand before our God.
For our statement of faith, it's either on the screen or you can find it in the hymnals, number 716. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Call to confession comes from Psalm 38, verse 18 this morning. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. If you were to follow along in your bulletin for the prayer of confession. God of justice and righteousness, your call beckons to us to live faithful lives, to turn from wickedness, to walk in your ways. Yet it is so easy to turn aside, to speak a thoughtless word, to ignore those in need, to strike out in anger, to forget your ways. Forgive us, implant your word in our hearts, and cleanse us from all evil. By the power of your love, save our souls, that we may faithfully serve you. Amen. My friends, hear this. God's word has the power to save your soul. God has anointed you with gladness. You are forgiven to live in joy. offertory sentence this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Will the ushers please come forward? While the ushers come forward, we have a video of pictures from our summer camp, our CPYC, which is a youth conference, and our mission trip that will be playing during the offertory. Our friend William Horton, who was the leader on the mission trip, is going to give us our offertory prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this day, Lord. We come together, many faces, but one body, your body, Lord. We're so blessed. We come together to find your will for our lives, Lord. Open our eyes and open our hearts so that those that you put in our path will receive that love. Lord, accept this offering that we're about to give, that your will may be done. Help those that are sick and in need, and thank you for the blessing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not going to let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you get with your boy?
Let's go.
Father God, I am clay in your hands. Help me to stay that way through all life's demands. Cause they chip and they nag and they pull at me. And every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix. And I'ma be a husband who stays legit. And I pray that I'm an artist to rise above. The road that is wide and filled with self-love. Everything that I see draws me. Though it's only in you that I can truly see. That it's a feast for the eyes, a low blow to purpose. And I'm a little kid at a three-ring circus.
I don't wanna gain no.
Flashes, and they think that it's you, but they don't know that who you are is not what you do. True, we get it twisted when we peek at the charts. Yo, before we part from the start, where's your heart?
You a pimp,
hustler, tell me what's your title. America has no more stars, now we call them idols. You said idol, while we teach prosperity. The first thing to prosper should be inside me. Not because of 22 is in the range, but Christ came in range. We said yes, now we change. Not the same, even though I met a fall. Since I got that call, no more song, now I'm home.
Yep.
Thank you. privilege of your world.
Yes.
And may your kingdom be what wakes us up and lays us down.
Tell y'all something, man.
Thank you.
at this time, if the children want to come forward for a children's message.
Good morning. And you, if I could just have what you have, when I was Can anybody hear me? Is it on? Hello? Better? No? Alright, I'm just going to use this. So, good morning. I'm Matthew Reagan, for those that don't know me. I started coming to youth here not too long ago, actually, probably around the beginning of summer. I helped work Vacation Bible School here and got to know the youth real well, for the youth that I didn't already know. And I got to know Paul and Patrick pretty good. And well, during the week that we were doing VBS, Paul or Patrick, I don't even remember which one, came up to me and asked me, "Hey, Matt Reagan, you should go to Synodic Camp in Crystal Springs with us." And so I was like, "All right, sure." I mean, I've never been to any kind of camp before, so I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know, you know, what the worship would be like, or, you know, if the people would just accept me, because people had gone there before, and so I'd be like the new guy. So I didn't know how people would accept me or anything. So, but when I got there, the worship was awesome. And usually after worship time, we would go and have quiet time where we'd just be alone and pray and stuff. And meeting a lot of new people. They were really welcoming, you know, with open arms and stuff. And I met a lot of new people, which was really cool. But the main thing that I really enjoyed about Synodic Camp was our cabin time. Cabin time was when, you know, you're winding down, getting ready for bed, you know, turning off the lights. And in my cabin, I had Clay, Dylan, Andrew, Nolan, and Paul and Patrick, and some other people from other churches were in our cabin. And our cabin, I don't know if all cabins did this, but our cabin would talk about, you know, just stuff in our life that was going on. You know, it sometimes it got pretty deep. And, well, one night we were talking, and I don't even remember what we were talking about, but Patrick said this phrase. He said, how does this glorify God? And I don't know, that phrase just stuck out to me. And I realized that it's something good that I could ask myself in situations that I go through throughout my life. And it could steer me away from things that doesn't glorify God. As it says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, "Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity." By asking myself, how does this glorify God, before I do anything, it helps remind me that I am an example, like the verse talks about. Not too long ago, I broke my arm again. And, yeah. And right when I got my cast on, the first thing I did when I went home, I put, you know, the initials, HDTGG, on my cast. And I just put that there so it would remind me every day, you know, just to glorify God the best way I could. And my cast was kind of bare for a while, you know, just the initials of the phrase. Nobody really wrote on it until Emily wrote all over it. But sometimes people at school would come up to me because the phrase was just kind of sticking out, and the people would come up to me and ask, you know, "Hey, what does this mean?" And, you know, I thought that was pretty cool because I got to share, you know, what it means and the significance it means to me. So I felt it was cool I was sharing that. And then another way the phrase showed up in my life over the summer was in St. Louis. I went on the mission trip in St. Louis. And I got to think about the phrase there, that I was truly there to work for God. You know, my group was working for somebody that was kind of hard to not get along with, but I don't know how to explain it, but anyways, I was really there to work for God. You know, I wasn't there to get a pat on the back or a thank you from the people that we were working for. You know, I was really there just to work for God. And it's good to know that I was helping them out, but knowing that God was getting glory from what I was doing made it even more special to me. So, thank you. Hear me? All right.
Okay, I was supposed to talk about CPYC this year. And the story goes like this. My buddy Leif Britton was washing his truck on Saturday night, June 20th, 2008, at approximately 11:38. And an unknown man walked up behind Leif. Leif turned around with no resistance, and the unknown guy fired once to the face, or throat. Police found no wallet, ID, cash on Leif. So the robbery was the motive. People say he was a decent man, just came watch his truck. The impact he had on me was so powerful, because I got close to him, especially when it came to personality and friendship. Last time I spoke to him, I was going to ride home with him, but I said no. And then I got on the bus the day after school, and was wishing I rode with him. I never spoke to him again after that. And my junior year in high school started. People were showing these bracelets, two different bracelets. One saying, Leif A. Britton, in my heart and soul forever. The other saying, love for Leif. I have both of them, of course. And along with another one saying, determination. So we went to this place called CPYC, and I don't even know where. Which CPYC stands for Cumberland Presbyterian Youth Conference. It's held every year for a certain amount of people, or a certain age group. The theme this year was to let God do the talking. And I had a feeling before CPYC, I was going to let Leif's whole situation go. So on the second night, we have this thing called quiet time after service where we would sit and quiet and talk to God. And all I could think about was Leif's story and giving it up to Jesus. But by the time, and at that time, a Leif floated down the river. And I was sitting on the river, so I was watching it because I had nothing else to do because I was done. I was watching it. It got stuck on a rock for a second. It gets stuck, keep getting stuck, and then it would eventually get away and keep going on. I knew this was something from Leif and God telling me to let it go. So later in the quiet time, I made it official. I'm letting it go. Later that night, I talked to Paul Tucker and told him what had happened and about Leif's story and his impact on me. So I looked it up in the Bible. Actually, Paul told me this one. I didn't look it up. It's in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 29. And it says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. And Paul gave me this sometime this week before this, which I wasn't really worried about it. And we ended that night with a great talk with a new Andrew, a non-racist, non-judging people, and forgiving Andrew. I remember the prayer Paul and I said that night every day of my life. And I ended it up by giving it up to Jesus. Leif loves Sundrop, and so do I, if you know me. And Paul and me went back to our cabin, and I had a 12-pack Sundrop, which I take to every trip I go on. And me and Paul sat down and drank a Sundrop to Leif. Then I told Patrick, and me and him drank a Sundrop to Leif. So, I mean, it was a good night, in more than one way. And ever since that, I've had a great connection with God, Paul, and Patrick. And I go to Leif's grave pretty regular now, and I'm going to his grave to help me write this sermon. When I go there, I pray about whatever's on my life. And when I went there last week, having no idea what to write down for the sermon, that night I got home, it just came to me. Just ideas were flowing out of everywhere. Another way God has used Leif to get me closer to him is by the Explorer program at the local fire department. Because I was doing a simulation and got hit from the side because they're making the roof collapse, but it didn't really. And my bracelets fell down on my wrist, and I felt them. And it gave me motivation to get through the simulation faster with the dummy we were trying to find, which we found. And in conclusion, I know Leif is waiting for me above, and he's in a better place now because he's up there with Jesus Christ. Thank you for allowing me to talk tonight. Thank you.
Yeah. know who designed the order of this presentation, putting me after all these youth, but I don't like this because I don't know if I'm going to do quite as good a job as they are. But I just want to thank them again just because, you know, me and Patrick asked them to speak, and they were nervous, and but we knew that they had a message from God, and after hearing them speak, I truly know that they did. So I'm just glad that they found the courage to come up here and speak before you all, and I'm just here to say basically that the messages that you heard this morning are not just, these three youth aren't the only ones. If you looked around our entire youth group, and really around our entire denomination, you would hear the same stories of changed hearts and service and just spiritual growth. It was just a pleasure to work with the youth this summer. I just have to say, if I had to describe, I guess, a word to describe the summer, it would be excitement. And just excitement for God. And, you know, they were also excited to, you know, meet other boys and girls at camp, and excited about going to Six Flags at the end of the mission trip. But if you look beyond that and look deeper, you could see that they really had an excitement for God that was just waiting to come out. And I could tell that through a few different ways. The first being the way they worship at the mission trip, at CPYC, and at camp. Every worship service, it seemed like, I could look around and just see leaders and youth just singing their hearts out. And you could just tell that they weren't singing, you know, for each other. They weren't singing for themselves. They were just truly singing and worshiping and had the right mindset about it. And it was inspiring to me. A few times, especially at CPYC, I don't know if the youth recognize this, but I felt like at the end of a few worship ceremonies or services that there would just be a calm that just came over the whole group, which for a group of teenagers that's a miracle. So it was just a powerful, powerful moment. So I could just see their excitement through their worship. Another way, I guess, would be through their service. As Lauren kind of just told you, I mean, there were quite a few stories that came away from the mission trip, and quite a few just relationships built there that were just wonderful to see. They worked really hard. A lot of times they didn't quite understand, you know, why they were doing it, and they were afraid that things were just going to go back to the way they were, but they really came through, and they really worked hard, and showed a lot of determination, and had a good mindset about it. So I could just see their excitement. They were ready to get there and help people. They made a commitment over a year ago, I think, to come on this mission trip, you know, set aside their time of their summer to go and work for really just strangers, people that are unlike them, you know. It's a completely different atmosphere, the inner city of St. Louis. So just really, really inspiring to see their excitement doing their service. And then the final way I could see their excitement was just through the conversations I had with them, through the conversations I knew that they had with each other, and the quiet time, and just really the whole spiritual growth that this group went through. At times it felt like they would take a few steps back, but I know that sometimes you have to do that in order to go forward. So we went through tough times. We went through, you know, hard times dealing with loss, and we dealt with a lot of things this summer. But when it came down to it, the love from this group was something special. And it's something that, you know, I believe Christ showed us, and we're trying to do our best to relay that message to others. And so the last thing I do here, a couple things, is to challenge the youth, but to also challenge this congregation to continue what the spirit and the mindset, I guess, of what we did this summer. One thing that stuck out to me was something that another leader said at CPYC, and the theme, you may have saw it on the pictures, but the theme was, let me do the talking, and the me was is God. And what the leader said was, You know, you come to camp and you come to maybe on a mission trip and you come to things like that and you expect to hear from God. You expect to have these, I don't know, I guess I kind of describe them as like Paul on the road to Damascus moments, just huge moments, you know, going there. But the leader said, well, why don't we ever come to church with that mindset? Why don't we, you know, come to fundraisers, or why don't we come to prayer groups with that same mindset? And, you know, maybe you all do, but I know that I'm guilty of not always doing that. You know, I don't come to church every Sunday with the idea that I'm here to worship, you know, the Lord of the universe and Lord of all creation. Sometimes I don't pray with that same mindset, but my challenge, I guess, for all of you all is come to church and go throughout your life expecting to hear from God and expecting to really love with all you have and to just pray constantly like the Bible talks about. I think you can really, you'll get back so much more than you put into it. So that's one challenge I have for this group. And the other is, I know many youth made commitments this summer. I know they tried to make decisions in their life to end things that they shouldn't be doing, or commitments to pray more or to just go near to God. And I don't know how the congregation was this summer, how you all were, but I know that probably you all have made similar commitments. And I just want to stand up here and encourage you all to continue what you started, to really seek God always and to draw near in all that you do. I was excited to talk to the youth and to share with them as they decided to you know, end things that was going on with their lives that they didn't need, or to just grow near. And I was excited to be a part of that. And so my encouragement is, as you come back to school and as you go back to work or wherever you are, it's going to get harder. And in response to that getting harder, we need to try more and to pray more and to ask God for the power to do it greater. So just a few challenges I want you to keep in mind as we go back to school and go back this week. And then the last thing is, I just want to say thank you, because you all allowed me to work at this church this summer as an intern with the youth, and it was one of the greatest summers I've ever had. Certainly a joy just to be with them on a daily basis and talk to them on a daily basis, and to just be a part of the decisions made as far as youth activities and going on with them. I got to see a side of this congregation that I didn't know existed, and I didn't know existed as much as it did, which is just the giving and the support and the prayers. You know, this is a very loving congregation and very generous, and I didn't, until you get right in there and really get to look at what you've done for the youth and each other, it's amazing. It's just wonderful to see, and so I just want to thank you all for your support, your encouragement, and just ask you to please continue. And then I got to see, I want to thank Patrick, because he really kind of started instigating really me coming and working for the church. He, along with many others, but he got here and we didn't really know each other. He didn't really know a lot about me, but he just said, you know, you've been here, come and work with me. And I can just tell that he's really a really great servant of Christ and really great for these youth and for this congregation. I could just tell as we went from camp to camp to youth, I could just see the growth that went on with our youth, and I could just see the relationship between them growing stronger. And I just want to thank him and thank you all. And then the final thing is the scripture from our scripture lesson this morning in Thessalonians. I chose it. It just kind of stuck out to me. I couldn't really explain it, but when I look at it now, I see it. Paul's this is what Paul's praying to the Thessalonians, and I just ask that you all please pray that for each other and for our youth. Pray that for our leaders, and and just remember all the youth from our denomination, from Williams Church, and from all over. Just pray that we glorify God in all we do, like the verse talks about. Pray that our faith is strong enough to really prompt us to do good works, and just continue to pray for us that we remember that we live out our salvation each and every day. For this is just a gift we have that our God gave to us, and let's just remember that joy always. So that's all I have. Thank you all so much, and I guess we're gonna sing.